There's fart jokes, so there's that. Wisdom of one! Nowhere to hide and nowhere to run. You got a
charisma of 20, but a wisdom of one. So I was talking to my therapist last night. She works through like a Skype sort of a deal when I'm on the phone. And you know, I'd eaten a lot of cauliflower earlier. And so there was an interjection that I made that I thought there's no way that she would hear.
A broken fist of fury.
Yeah.
But her speakers are so loud and the delay is so much, I can hear myself talking later. And so I'm like, brrrr, and I'm like, oh God, please not. And then like, brrrr, and then I hear it from her speakers.
Nice.
Oh, that's good.
Way to go.
It was not great.
So it took about half the episode for Dagan to climb a simple rope up into the room.
Which he took like a champ.
Yep. While Skankra walked in a circle, not able to do anything, there were these red crystal golems that were attacking you with super heavy weapons.
Mm.
Thungren was almost killed immediately, like a single hit death, and then he's basically done nothing the whole time. You guys made it up to the top. Dagan did the stink fist, blew the blind dwarf across the room.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I would like to point out, I did so many effective things. I killed his understanding of his life's work.
I was getting there.
All right.
And then Skankra inserted self-doubt where it didn't exist before. Then I believe Cloud Kill was involved somewhere in the room.
Yes.
Unrelated to the stink fist attack.
Not a good air quality.
Skankra got floored by an angry sorcerer with two daggers. So Skankra's dead.
All right.
Dagan, you got punched in the face by the golem, and that's why you're down to one hit point.
Oh, yeah.
Which brings me to a passing issue in the last episode was Dagan rolled a one on the rope. And I said, tell me next time you get hit with something.
Ooh.
And we forgot to mention it.
Oh, right.
And this is a perfect time to bring this in. So, Dagan, as your ears are ringing from getting a face full of Crystal Fist, the following is true. You are a branding expert. You must compose a short theme song or jingle about your character, and you must sing it every time your character is introduced.
Holy fuck!
I love this one so much because I would enjoy doing that, so you can't do it to me, but for Scott, that's torture, and I can't wait!
Oh, and then right at the end of the episode, a white portal opened up in the ceiling.
Right!
And
Gandalf,
Runnus the White, appeared in the room, quoting scripture, looking clean, and unusually sober and positive.
Yeah, because I sent Runnus to his god, you know? Yeah,
that stupid god Solion likes.
Who?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Right, yeah, so you're telling me I have to write this jingle...
Right now.
Right now.
Got it. Hang on.
I'm a big fan of this turn. I could probably come up with a few for Dagan.
If your sink is dirty, look out for a pink and squirty.
Nothing rhymes with stupid.
That's a good one.
Except for the goddess of love, Cupid.
I keep going to like cleaning products, but
Wait, okay, so read the thing that I'm supposed to do again. Like, what's the... Because I need to write notes down.
When you need your sink to scrubs, look out for big pink belly rubs. Okay, Dagan.
Yeah.
You are a branding expert.
Branding.
Nothing rhymes with stupid.
So many things rhyme with stupid.
Okay, Dagan, you are a branding expert. You must compose a short theme song or jingle about your character, and you must sing it every time your character is introduced.
So it should be about 5 minutes long.
That's right.
So that, like, every time, you know, oh, Dagan, what do you do?
My name's Dagan, and I'm a monk. I grew up in a monk box, monkety monk.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
Something along those lines.
But you know what? Wait. I think it has to be different every time.
My name is Dagan, and I'm a monk. I come from a mother who was always drunk.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Alcohol fetal syndrome is nothing to laugh at.
I wasn't laughing. That was a weird noise. I was a fart that came out like a laugh is what it was. All right, I'll figure something out.
All right, so you're there with one hit point and Runnus.
Paylor knows what it is to be in need, and he knows what it is to have piety. He has learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. Hey, who are you?
Hi! Fuck you, I didn't hear- I wrote down one line, goddammit! Hi! My name is Dagon! And I'm a monk! I grew up in a monk box! Monkity monk!
Fuck you! I had two lines I wrote down! I haven't even, like...
I'm gonna turn down my mic!
Fuck! What rhymes with Dagon, anyway? So, y'all know that, like, my brothers are fucking assholes. Playing on my goddamn anxiety.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, like, Dagon would love this. Scott is dying.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I like it. Okay, sorry. That was just some good old-fashioned misdirection there. Nothing rhymes with stupid. So, Runnus puts his hand on the ground, and a white circle moves its way around, starting at his hands, and then surrounds the fallen body of Skankra. It moves around you, Dagon. Kaylee is on the far side, and Thungren's in a pile in the corner, trying to pick up his axe that he had picked up. It was a short sword. So as he does this, you can hear a little bit of energy snapping too, and suddenly you guys don't feel quite so heavy. You feel a little bit lighter, a little bit more energized, a little bit more hopeful.
Oh. A little bit less dead.
Yes, and Skankra, you automatically pass your first death save.
Yeah!
Hey!
So the blind dwarf is sitting there with a short sword buried in his chest, and there is copious amounts of blood pouring out of his chest, and he also has a horrible cut on the back of his neck, all of which given to him by Kaylee. So
yeah.
Good job, guys, for keeping him distracted while she did stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, I did a whole shit ton of stuff. I don't remember what any of it was, but I know I did things.
I like farted him to death pretty much. Like, you know, his first, you know, bad thing that happened was my fart, so... That's a good thing that I did.
That's true, that was a bad thing. It wasn't the first bad thing that's ever happened to me. The really worst thing was, I was climbing down this cliff once, and I thought it was raining.
Yeah, but it was warm and golden and showery.
Oh, God.
That was definitely the worst thing.
Yeah.
So he's there bleeding, and he puts his hand out and points it to
White Knight. I don't know where you came from, but you'll go back there soon because Sean didn't work on his evil dialogue. I'm the bad guy. Fuck off.
He puts his hand out. Actually, Skankra, even though you're dead, go ahead and roll a perception.
Oh.
Everyone else, he just did some stuff. But he puts his hand out, and in the middle of his palm, there's a small black circle that opens up a little bit, and then to his right and his left, there opens giant black circles right in the middle of the air, almost like a door has opened into the thin air on the left and right.
Oh, he's teleporting!
Which opens up into this black space on either side of the circle that Runnus has created.
Oh! Runnus, move!
What did you...
I got a 10. I perceived a very average amount of things.
Okay.
Average for being dead.
You sense some magic going on, but, you know, you're in a magic user's room. There's gonna be magic there. One black tentacle comes whipping out of the darkness and wraps around Kaylee's ankle and pulls her off of her feet and starts pulling her towards the portal.
No, Kaylee!
Oh, well, it's been nice knowing you. Hopefully you'll feed the tentacle thing and it won't be hungry anymore.
Ah, this is super growth and super cold. this is not your average tentacle.
That's the same thing I said on my wedding night. This is not your average tentacle.
And did she play along with that?
No, you're right. It's well below average.
All right, so is dragging her towards the open mouth, and then you see two other tentacles coming out of the second circle on the other side. So more tentacle trouble happening in the future?
Oh my god, we're in an anime.
Runnus touches the circle again and says,
"Oh, Paylor, Paylor the Magnificent, Paylor the Great, help me in this time of need and bring my friends back to life, though they be lesser creatures of inferior faith and terrible judgment."
So Skankra, go ahead and roll a constitution save with advantage.
Oh yeah, all right, here we go. I'm gonna constitute.
So is that two fails and you're dead?
All right, well, I'm gonna start with the better of the two rolls. So the one that, because of advantage, I was able to select the much higher number of a two.
Wow.
Okay.
The other one was a one. I hate these new dice you bought me, Scott. Fuck you.
Dagan, you heal seven.
Hey!
And you feel slightly bolstered, and your movement is time and a half movement, and you get an extra free action for the foreseeable future.
Ooh.
Awesome.
Dagan, your turn. So there's blind dwarf bleeding in the middle, two portals, one on each side of him with tentacles coming out. Kaylee slowly being dragged into the portal on your left.
You know, since Dagan is really smart and can estimate things really easily, how long does it look like Kaylee can hang on before she gets sucked in?
Two rounds, give or take a round.
Okay.
Hey, why don't you estimate how much I care about the NPC?
Yeah. I'm gonna see if maybe I can, you know, get the blind dwarf to not concentrate on the fucky magic he's doing with a knife in his eyeball. Let's see if that works.
Okay.
Then I'm gonna punch him after.
To be fair, that's a pretty aggressive thing to do without introducing yourself. You wouldn't want to do that to a stranger.
I'm digging a monk and skank cause a punk.
That one's short.
Okay. So you're rolling an attack with the dagger?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna dagger the stupid blind dwarf. 15?
15. Yes, that'll hit.
Yay!
Ow, that hurt a lot. Who did that?
Yeah. It's digging a monk and skank, he's a punk. I stabbed you in the eye so that you might die.
Okay.
Look at my eye gunk.
Yeah. So 8 points of magic-y knife damage.
Ow!
And then I want to follow it up with the cold punch of fury. Yeah, that's not going to do it. That's a seven.
Okay.
But I still get to punch him, just not with cold.
So the energy flares a little bit, but then fades away.
No! Yeah, that hit, because that's a 20. Four. Nice. Seven more punch in the face damage.
Ow.
7 points without any magic?
Yep.
Wowzer. Okay. So you punch him right in the face, whack, and his head snaps back. His nose is completely flattened. Blood just pours out of his nose.
Gross.
Ew. He's kind of messed up. So it's his turn next. So he reaches down and pulls the short sword out of his chest. And he puts his hands up to his nose and you straightens the nose and you can hear crack, crack. And he takes just one step backward. Dagan, go ahead and roll a perception.
Okay, yeah. I perceive 13.
You notice that the wound in his chest immediately starts closing.
Ah!
And that the swelling in his face around the nose that he reset is rapidly diminishing. The swelling is going down. He's looking healthier by the second.
So, as a reaction, can I, like, you know, try to stick my hand in his chest hole so that it doesn't close?
That it heals around you and you're stuck there forever?
Yeah, yeah. Wiggle it around a little bit, you know, just put my hand in there and fiddle with his organs.
I'm now his permanent racist glove.
No, he's out of reach. You would have to run up and do an actual attack.
Damn it.
Thundgren, you hear the scraping of the short sword along the ground as he's dragging it towards the blind dwarf, but then Thundgren falls to the ground and looks like he's passed out.
Oh, way to go, Thundgren. Come on, try to contribute. Jesus.
Do I have, like, healing mushrooms from a bag that the lady threw up to me at one point?
She tried. It never made it up the cliff. It kept falling down.
Ah, right.
She's truly one of us now.
That's right. In the far distance, you can hear a bag hitting almost the crest of the cliff and then sliding back down. And flashing that looks a lot of red flashing. It looks very much like swearing in light language.
Yeah.
All right. Kaylee tries to escape the tentacle like you would, and she brings her hands down to her ankle and starts pulling the tentacle off of her ankle, like the very tip of it. It still has a wrap around the ankle part, but she has the tip loosened, and then the tentacle flips up, pulls both of her fists down, and then wraps around her ankle and both of her hands. So now she's hogtied.
Oh, fuck!
By this tentacle, and is now dragged halfway to the portal.
Shit! Fuck, shit!
That did not go as well as I had hoped at all.
Well, you know, sorry I'm dead. I could save all of you, but,
That was super inconvenient.
Okay, so Runnus looks at Skankra and says,
even lazy in death, the evil will not prosper, but I shall try again, for Paylor is with me, and we need everyone to defeat this horrible creature. Plus, Keith will be very whiny if he doesn't wake up for this entire episode.
Not as whiny as Scott, who can't get up.
But guess who's alive?
So go ahead and do a constitution save with advantage.
With all of the dice I have advantage?
Yeah.
Oh my god! Oh my fucking god. I'm sending this to you guys just to prove what just happened, because you have got to be fucking kidding me.
I feel like someone has to take Keith's position of, this is exciting.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like,
Just look at the phone, it's worth it.
Is it happening? My phone!
Holy shit.
I, in consecutive advantage rolls, literally rolled a 1 and a 2.
Wow.
And a 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know what are the odds of that?
Oh my goodness. Well, in this group, pretty good.
That's stunning.
Wow.
For evil will leave us in our time of greatest need. He is not to be trusted and not to be allowed to exist in the realm of goodness and humanity, lazy punk.
But Runnus is still concentrating with his hand on the white circle, so he can't really do much of anything other than that. So, Skankra, it's your turn.
Yeah.
Since you failed the automatic one, you can try a normal death save.
Oh, yay. All right. I'm not using the new dice you bought me. Fuck that one. All right, so what do I have to hit with a death save?
It's literally a straight roll.
Yeah.
And a 10 or better is a save. Less than a 10 is a fail.
Then that would be a failure!
Again. Dagon, your turn. The blind dwarf has stepped out of your fist range unless you leave the white circle.
Oh.
Probably keeps out the tentacles.
Yeah. I'm going to try to, like, cut the tentacle off with the magic cut through fucking everything knife.
Take 45 minutes to cut through the tentacle. Meanwhile, Kaylee has already gone to the other dimension, disappeared, and come back as, like, Super Kaylee.
But it's almost through! I almost got it all the way through!
Yeah, go for it. Roll an attack.
Attack on tentacle... Oh, Jesus, Murphy. That's probably not going to do it. 13.
How is the season finale going?
The magic dagger is deflected by some arcane and mystical black energy that's surrounding the tentacle.
Mm.
Hard to say exactly.
Arcane mystical incompetence.
Yes.
That's the greatest hit of the new band that I like to listen to. Mystic Mumbling.
Yes.
They have some really good hits.
You want to punch the tentacle to death?
All right. So... the wisdom saving throw was 17.
Nice. It powers up. You have a freezing fist filled with potential energy.
Oh, jeez.
And you punch Kaylee between the eyes.
That's right.
Kaylee, I don't want you to be scared as you get sucked into the nether, so I decided to put you out.
What the fuck? It's just a two. It's just a two.
Okay.
I can't wait to do my next constitution save.
I mean, I guess technically it's a seven.
Obviously you miss, you hit the floor, it does a mighty blow on the floor, nice and slippery and filled with ice that'll help her sliding towards the nether hole.
Yeah! So I just, you know, was curling with Haley curling.
Yeah, that's right.
Kaylee curling. Kaylee curling.
Kaylee curling.
I'm lubricating a trip to hell!
Yeah. That's right, yeah.
So, I don't feel like I really need to do anything at this point. You guys seem to be handling this just fine. Thank you very much. So, I think I'll just do that.
He takes another step back and starts rifling through the papers and the materials and everything, opening wooden boxes, looking for something quickly. But he has now turned his back on you guys.
We are so incompetent. He's doing some spring cleaning.
Yeah, exactly.
I was watching Hoarders earlier, and it made me really want to clean out my shelves. Somewhere around here, I have a set of nesting dolls that I really, really want to, you know, not let go of, so I'm putting them up on eBay. You guys hang tight.
We're being ignored in the final battle.
Yeah. Yep.
The final showdown. We're literally being ignored.
I fucking missed both things.
Jesus. Thundgren is dragging the short sword towards Kaylee, clearly with an eye towards cutting the tentacle with this mighty mystical sword of whatever it is. But again, he can't lift it up off the ground, so he just grunts and sweats and strains at
my arms are totally blown.
Oh man, maybe you should do more push-ups. You know, warm them up a little bit.
Right now, it's the finale of the whole series. It's like the Avengers, the final thing, we're battling the, whatever the guy is, the testicle face. And they're doing, like, those quick cuts during the battle. And, like, quick cut, Skankross asleep. Quick cut, Kaylee's just lying there. Quick cut, Dagon's doing nothing. Quick cut, Thungren can't pick up a sword. Quick cut to the bad guy going through a shelf.
Like, looking around for somebody to cast a spell at, and then just, like, fuck it.
Quick cut to flashy lady who can't throw a bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah.
Okay, so Kaylee has one last chance with three of her limbs trapped, so that's good. Oh, good. So she's able to rip one hand out and uses her dagger and starts hacking away at the tentacle. Oh, and does rather well. So she cuts it, doesn't sever it. It continues to pull her towards the portal. So her legs are now pulled into the darkness and they disappear and you can't see anything. She starts screaming.
No!
It's so cold! So incredibly cold!
Fuck, 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 fuck!
Runnus points his hammer at the tentacle and blasts a beam of white light that hits the tentacle and it lets go of Kaylee and retracts back into the portal. And you hear like...
Nice. The Kraken from the Blacken got stung.
And then the two tentacles from the other portal wrap around Runnus' left arm and start yanking him towards the portal.
Oh, fucking hell.
Hey, you know, last time we went to a portal, it was great, so don't worry about it.
Skankrock, the white light of the circle is still active, though fading. Go ahead and do a constitution save with advantage for the last time.
I can't wait to roll a one and a two. I feel like I should, like, record this for posterity.
Yeah.
I did roll a 9.
Okay.
I, also rolled a 1.
Jesus Christ.
What the fuck?
Something really doesn't want you to,
I shit you not. That's unbelievable.
And let me guess, your constitution modifier is like 0, right? Or negative?
I have a +1. I got to a 10.
So yeah, you got to a 10. That's technically a save if it were a death save.
For the good of the podcast, make me awake.
Skankrod, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition and thanksgiving, presents your request to Pelor.
Okay, Dagon, your turn. You just punch the ground.
Wait, don't I get a regular death save?
Oh, yeah, yeah, right. Whether or not you're going to actually die.
Yeah, just so you know, if you roll a 1 right now, you're deady dead. Because that's 2 failures back to back.
Really? I thought you had 3.
You do have 3, but a natural 1 counts as 2 failures, and a natural 20 counts as 2 successes.
Oh my goodness, okay.
So yeah. You literally can die for real.
Yeah, never mind. I'll do it later. All right. Hold on, here we go. Oh my god, is it the possible death of Skankra?
Like the actual death.
All right, I'm rolling. Here we go. 19, motherfucker!
All right, one more step towards awakeness.
So you only have to do that roll on the precipice and not roll one more time.
Oh, please, I'm already Skankrod like 15 at this point. I'm afraid to be 16.
No. You can't be 16 because you'd be dead. You have to fucking burn that character sheet in front of the camera.
Now, did this version of Skankrod have any offspring? I don't think so if you were going to wizard school. It's not really the offspring making type university.
Hey, wizard school. Doesn't mean your mom didn't drop by.
I just want to point out that we all have the same mom, you asshole.
Your mommy is so fat that it's as fat as my mom.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait a minute.
How dare you?
I meant Dagon's mom.
The permanently drunk orc.
I prayed in her monk box.
You guys keep getting it wrong. My mom was it.
Well, I don't know whether Dagon's mom
was that. If you sent to
you're listening to Wisdom of One.
If you hit the ground in a single round, it's a gamble for your life.
The mom was the dwarf. The dad was the half-orc.
Oh, okay.
Well, I did both, so I'm going to win either way.
I don't know which one is more or less horrifying, but... Dagon, your turn. You are admiring a nice, smooth, icy patch.
Yeah.
Kaylee is next to you, screaming, with half of her disappeared into
oh,
a
fuck.
Black
all right, so I grab onto Kaylee, and I'm just going to, like... step right on the ice patch and pull backwards. No, I'm really going to try to avoid the ice patch, actually.
Your feet go flying out from underneath you.
Yeah.
Whoop, 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 whoop. All right. Yeah. So, athletics?
Sure.
Under this. Okay.
Yeah, why not?
So, that's 21.
All right. So, you're able to pull her out. It resists you. The surface of the black portal sucks out as if it were this viscous fluid, and you're able to pull her out of the goop, but...
Was Kaylee wearing a red shirt?
No, I don't get it.
Jesus! I'm not even the Star Trek guy! You know, because, like, the black oil, we're like, who is it that ended up dying in the black oil?
Okay.
What's her name?
It was Tasha Yar in season 1, episode 15, in a show called Face of Evil. She was wearing gold as she was the head of security.
God! The only non-red shirt that died, though, right?
Well, red shirt was an original series one. On Next Gen, I don't think a red shirt actually died. It was mostly, like, science officers.
So that's awesome. I'm really glad that we spent this time talking about this.
Yeah. Hey, you brought it up, bitch.
I'm actually kind of proud that I had no idea what you're talking about.
I only know that because of my other D&D friends who are all have boners about Star Trek.
Oh, and there's no boner like a Star Trek boner.
Right?
A lonely boner.
A very lonely boner. All right, you pull her out of the muck. It retreats back into a flat surface, but you can see it vibrating like a membrane. And she tries to stand, but her legs won't move.
Oh my god, I can't feel my legs. Ah! I'm half the person I used to be.
All right, then I like pick her up. She's gonna piggyback on me, and then I'll run to wherever, and we can both attack because she's, you know, riding piggyback.
Who rules Spider-Town?
Yeah, let's go. Giddy up!
See, that I know. That level of nerd I'm with.
See? And I got that.
I definitely didn't. I don't
say it's Bartertown, but yes.
What did I say?
Spider-Town. It's appropriate for us.
Sorry, that was some foreshadowing. Because...
Golgara?
Because... here it is! I was looking for this!
And he pulls out a box from underneath a collapsed table and some piles of papers and flips the top off, and you can hear... And out of the box comes hundreds of clockwork spiders.
Ooh.
All running down the sides and tipping over papers, and they are all spreading out towards you with these wooden-y clicks.
Wait. So they're like mechanical and, you know, not like really alive or something? Or?
Yes.
Do they want to hear the story of the farmer and the two-faced lord? Available in paperback someday?
No, I heard there was an audio version, so I'm too busy to read books. So I was washing dishes and listening to it, you know.
No, they're clockwork. They're not alive. They are mechanical devices of some sort. And they are swarming all over Runnus mostly because he's...
The only competent one?
Yeah. Almost like they're attracted to him. So Thundrin... He gets like this, the vein popping look on the side of his neck.
I'm totally gonna do it this time.
And the short sword picks up off the ground about half an inch and then goes clacking back down onto the ground.
Yeah, Thundrin, maybe try a different weapon?
No, I got this. It's not gonna defeat me. I'm gonna step it up.
Kaylee throws her remaining magic dagger at the blind dwarf and strikes him, and it actually sinks in almost like the magical armor that he used to have is gone.
Ah!
Ooh.
That hurt. I didn't appreciate that. And then I gifted you all these spiders, and that's how you repay me?
Yeah.
But again, he rips the knife out, and you can see the wound slowly closing, but within a round noticing healing. That's super duper fast. Runnus.
Baylor, give me strength.
And a white light encompasses Runnus's whole body, and the tentacles immediately let go and snap back into the void.
Yeah!
Ugh.
Fuck you, tentacles!
God, Paylor really is that annoying.
For I am blessed in the glory that is the praising, healing, and all-knowing mind of Paylor the Magnificent.
I'd pay more to not hear from Paylor.
Skekra!
Yay! Another death save, huh?
Roll of one!
Here we go! 10, baby, 10!
Yep, good enough. So your eyes open, there's wooden clattering all around you, there's a patch of ice on the ground, Runnus is pushing tentacles around or something.
Burn. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Chaos all around.
All right, guys, welcome back.
So you have one hit point, and so by the rules of D&D, you are at 100% and can do anything that you normally could.
Hell yeah.
So this is where Scott's going to jump in and be a total dick, because. Technically, if you pass your saving throws, you return to zero.
Okay.
And so you're not conscious, but you're not dead.
Fuck off. You can go fuck yourself. Go fuck off. Nobody cares what you think.
I'm gonna say that the remnants of the white circle of healing that was desperately trying to give you a good chance at healing is still vaguely in the area that boosts you up to a one.
Yeah!
Science, bitch!
There we go, yeah, all right.
All right! Whoo! All right, look, I got this. No problem. Oh, hey, I didn't catch your name.
Who, me?
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, what was your name?
How do you not know me, Skanky?
Some medically induced amnesia.
I'm Diggin' the Monk, but you can call me Pinky. And I make a little stinky to punch you in your face. All over the place.
All right, well, that was super fun. It's time to get serious. Here we go. Magic ring, magic ring, magic ring. All right. Yeah.
Okay, what was your command?
All right. My command was to Dagon, and it was, you will henceforth for all time not remember we've ever met.
Great. That's a great thing to do on the final episode where we're all on the verge of death. He's just gonna make me fucking sing the song every time. And that's not even this story, that's just to fuck with Scott!
So Skankra, what was your charisma saving throw?
A one.
Okay. Fantastic. So Skankra, you immediately forget that you ever met Dagon.
Fuck. I knew that was coming.
Wow. I don't like how, like, good or bad, the effect is the same.
Okay, well, I scream in horror and revulsion.
So, okay, that's interesting.
You came back from death to use me to do that? You're pathetic. That's stupid.
Stupid is as stupid does if I can bother Scott.
But you can't find a word to rhyme with it, though.
Nothing rhymes with stupid.
Nothing rhymes with stupid. Nothing rhymes with dumb. Nothing. You can't ride a short bus to a rhyming place.
I like how it didn't rhyme. That's good. Good stuff. So, Dagon, you felt a tingle of magic on the back of your neck, but then, I don't know, you shrugged it off or something. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah,
weird.
That's weird. Okay. Oh! Hey, Kaylee, let's go get this fucking guy!
So I want to, like, just run over to the fucking douchebag, what's this guy's name, actually? The racist dwarf?
My name is A-Hosto, and nothing rhymes with that, either.
It doesn't matter. I don't fucking care, actually. Let's go get him!
And so I carry Kaylee over.
You want to ask him what his favorite color is?
Yeah! What's your favorite color? Oh, that's right. You can't see any of them.
Wait, now I just made fun of blind people. That's not fun. Sorry, I didn't think about that.
My favorite color is sucking at seeing things.
Whoops.
Okay, well, yeah.
So, I'm gonna run over and bring Kaylee with me.
Hold on tight!
And then, I'm just gonna proceed with stabbing and punching. So, stabbity-stab is a lot. 25. So I'm assuming that hits?
Yes, that hits, you fucker.
Yeah, so, get ready for...
And my name is Sehosto.
Sehosto, yeah. For 8 points of magic-y knife damage.
Ouch!
And then cold, punchy, punchy goo.
Aha, yes, there we go.
I don't have a huge armor class, because I'm a magic user, you know.
Okay, well, 2 points of cold damage plus 7 points of punch damage, which is funny.
Ow, that hurt. I mean, not a lot, but ow.
A medium amount? An average amount, you might say?
Yeah, I mean...
Kind of average?
It's not going to make me quit or anything, but still, ow.
Yeah, well...
But he does stumble back against the table. Looks like he's not feeling particularly good. More wounds opening and slowly closing. Kaylee reaches over your shoulder with her short sword and plunges it into his shoulder.
Ow! I'm beginning to regret some of my choices. Ah!
Yeah, like discriminating against people based on their race and stuff.
No, that's fine. That's just clear thinking. That's all that is.
Well, that's why you're gonna die, motherfucker.
So he sinks down to one knee and he puts his hands together and closes his eyes, his sightless eyes.
Uh-oh.
Sightless eyes, doll's eyes. Don't seem to be living.
And he starts a chant, just a low chant. You can feel potential energy vibrating around his body. Dust and papers start fluttering around.
Ooh, ooh.
This is my favorite hit from the Mystic Mumbler's rhyme.
Thundrin picks the short sword up about waist level and limps over to the portal where Runnus is and is waiting there poised with the super heavy sword. And the tentacles are reaching out, but he's holding his attack until they're truly out. Holding attack, nothing more exciting than that. Runnus sends a blast of white energy into the black void, and the portal on his side shrinks, shrivels, and then closes.
Cool.
Skankra, your turn.
All right.
So you're in a room with a stranger carrying Kaylee, and weird Runnus, and that muscly guy who can't ever seem to do anything, and then the bad guy in the far corner.
Okay, well, all right, so there's clearly two bad guys in the room. So odds I attack...
Yeah, two bad guys.
Odds I attack the dwarf, the blind guy that I know, and evens I attack the new person attacking Kaylee.
The nudist that's kidnapping Kaylee.
Yes, 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 good.
Unfortunately... okay. What is one to do? I wasn't expecting to do that.
You weren't expecting to attack Dagan the Pink?
Who?
My name's Dagan the Pink. This will make you think. if I get angry, I'm gonna make a stink.
Or something, I don't know.
Okay, well that's annoying. You know the best thing to do is something annoying? Put it to sleep. Okay, what do I have to do? Oh, it's hit point based.
Yes, yes it is.
I get 5d8. How many hit points do you have left?
Yeah, you pretty much don't have to roll.
He could get a 1 on each one.
Okay, well the 3d8 take me up to 17. Let me do the other two.
Yeah. Dagan's asleep.
All right, so Dagan falls asleep on the floor. Crunk! Kaylee goes skittering around on the ground at the feet of the dwarf who is deep in his chant.
He was attacking Kaylee. What was I supposed to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll just remind you that the entire reason why you don't know who I am is because you took an entire round just to fuck with me and make me sing a fucking song. And now you're gonna put me to sleep and fucking...
Seems to be working.
We're gonna die now because you're an idiot asshole.
Well, Skankra rolled terribly, but Keith rolled really well.
Jesus.
All right, so Dagan, you are off in dreamland. That's good.
Yep.
Dagan, actually, go ahead and roll an intelligence save.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm good at that. I have.
That's gonna go great.
It's kind of average. Eight.
Okay, as you are fading off to sleep, you have this weird dream that you're standing in this room and there's a giant form in the middle of the room. You're a tiny creature, and this form has its eyes closed and the room is vibrating. It's very soothing, like it makes you want to continue sleeping and relax and all that.
Oh, yeah.
But this form is definitely there, and you feel like you know it from somewhere, but you know how dreams are, you can't quite piece the memories together.
Yeah.
So that's what you're seeing in your dream land here.
So when you say form, is this like a humanoid form?
Sorry, a human form in a cloak appears to be chanting with his hands together. He doesn't look pretty or anything, but you also don't recognize him. Like, you can't really place him.
Like, kind of a monkish looking guy?
Yeah, more of a robe than monk clothes, but... So that's that. You don't dream exciting dreams. This is more of like a dream about meditation.
Ah, yes.
Kaylee takes her short sword out of the blind dwarf's shoulder and embeds it in his chest.
Not to be Scott here, but was she not riding the sleeping dwarf?
She was. She rode him down to the ground, but the dwarf is very short, and so she's reaching up.
Oh, that's true.
And yanked the sword out and then
all right,
put it back
enough,
in.
Fair enough.
But yes, she's lying on top of the sleeping pink dwarf.
Dwarf.
And buries it in his chest. but his chanting does not slow, and the rumbling in the room is getting bigger and bigger, and things are falling off of shelves. The one candle that was still on a shelf after the Fist of Fury Broken Wind spell is now tumbled to the ground and has started a fire in the paperwork. Thungren swings his short sword at a tentacle and shears it straight off. It seems less like a cutting move and more like you just splatted it with sheer weight.
Oh, awesome.
And it sinks about half a foot into the stone floors.
Yeah.
Hooray. I did something. See that? Yeah.
Yeah. At least you're participating, unlike the sleepy pink thing.
Focus and determination, man.
Runa swings his hammer over his head and gets a swirling vortex of white energy that spins out over the remaining black portal and closes it. And the tentacle that got smooshed is left behind, squiddles back and forth, and slowly fades away. The portals are closed.
Nice.
It's gonna be very expensive CG when we do the movie of this.
But you, Paylor, do not be far from me. You are my strength. Come quickly to help me.
Okay. Skankra, your turn.
Woohoo!
You've eliminated one of the villains in the room.
I'm such a hero. God, I really am awesome. All right. Magic ring time. Magic ring. 14.
All right. What target are you sending this to?
At the wizard.
And what's the command?
The message is to the wizard. You are cripplingly dyslexic, especially including in your internal monologues.
Okay. Right. You're actually not able to tell if it's working because he was just mumbling, and so inverted mumbles are really hard to pick out.
Fair enough, fair enough.
But the ground starts shaking in a much more violent but also unsteady rhythm.
Nailed it.
And there are cracks growing on the wall. You hear something falling in the distance. And you hear liquid rushing. It sounds sort of like a thick liquid, like a red hot magma.
Uh-oh.
So is it the boulder or the lava that kills Flashy Lady?
Jesus.
Well, first one, then the other. So, okay.
I'm gonna fucking kill you!
Dagan, two rolls for you. One is a constitution saving throw to see if you just wake up. And then if you don't, do another intelligence.
11 for the constitution saving throw.
Okay, still asleep.
Okay.
Because Keith, your save is a 13, right?
I don't know. Sure.
Natural 20 on the intelligence.
Oh, sweet.
So calibrated for you, that's like a 9.
Fuck you.
Okay, so your dream clarifies. You recognize that there's the blind dwarf standing right in front of you, moving his mouth and focusing his hands clasped together. And you see his words flowing out on either side of him, heading off into the distance. You don't understand the words themselves, but you recognize that they have a destructive energy to them.
Yeah.
And you feel like you could interfere, you could do something. And you notice that a lot of I's and E's are inverted.
Oh, yeah. Seems backwards.
So something's weird about it already, but you feel like that in your dream state, you could actually either change the direction with enough concentration or reach out and manipulate the words with your hands.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
So what would you like to do?
I'm gonna try to bend the words right back into his brain or something.
Oh, that's smart.
Shoving them with your hands or convincing them or using brain juice or how you want to do it?
Let's see. What would Dagan do? I'm definitely gonna just use my hands to push the words back into his brain.
Okay.
Or something.
Do a crane kick to send those eyes and ears back into
him? Yeah. I'm gonna punch the words back into him or deflect him so that it goes in a circle or something.
Cool. So, yeah, go ahead and roll an attack.
Punchity punch, yeah. So a 23, does that hit the words?
Oh, yes, it does. So there's a big capital G that's floating by, and you go into a low martial arts stance and lay a mighty blow upon the G.
Ugh.
It goes spinning back into the air, strikes the blind dwarf in his forehead, and it sinks back into his skin, and suddenly he disappears out of your dream.
Oh, wow. So you're saying, I really nailed that G spot? I I just, like, punched the...
He didn't like it, but you got a reaction, so that's a...
Well, he didn't like it at first.
That's right. Okay. So, okay, he disappears. Poof. The blind dwarf, his eyes snap open.
No! No! Too early! Ah!
You should have used lube!
No!
I told you I don't like it!
Trim your nails, dwarf!
Oh, God.
And he reaches down on his hand. He has multiple rings. He spins one of them around and turns his back, and another portal opens up behind him, and you can see sunlight and green on the other end, and he lurches towards the portal, although he is horribly stabbed and limping and just dragging himself towards the portal area. So he's not made it out yet, but he's definitely headed in that direction. Also, the sound intensifies. You can hear more crashing, stone falling, the room is disintegrating, and it's starting to get really hot. And you can see a red glow getting brighter and brighter and coming up the smooth tunnel area.
Oh no, flashy lady! And she got out, she must have gotten out. I'm sure she got out.
Yeah, sure, just like Rex went up to the farm upstate.
That's right. Thungren takes his short sword and raises it about hip level and then drops it down on the legs of the blind dwarf and crushes both of his legs.
Oh, sure. No, no, I was so close. I was building something beautiful down here and you heathens ruined it. I was building the most beautiful wall with your multiple races and your cooperation up to a point. I mean, Skankra helped me a couple times, I appreciated that, but the rest of you bastards.
Kaylee reaches back and slaps Dagon on the back of the head really hard.
Slap! Oh!
No damage, she used the flat of her hand.
Oh, god damn it! Skankra must have fucking...
I'm sorry, I didn't catch... Who are you?
What is wrong with you? I'm Dagon the Pink!
I'm sorry, I can't quite hear the tune.
You know, I'm a monk, and,
What's the... How does that go again?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a song anymore.
I didn't think of a fucking other one, eat a dick!
I'm sorry, I cannot hear you with that melody!
Runnus hits the blind dwarf in between his shoulder blades with his hammer. Again, there's a flash of magical white energy.
Ow! Ow! My beautiful horribleness, no!
But he's still slowly dragging himself towards the portal. Skankra, your turn.
Well, I think if there's ever been an appropriate finishing move for this exciting battle, we all know what it's gonna be. Color spray. Finish him!
With the thing that does no goddamn damage at all and just makes it hard for people to see, because that makes so much sense for a magic user who's blind!
Everyone in the room is wandering around dazed with their hands out in front of their faces.
Oh, you know what? You're totally right, kind stranger.
Whatever your name is.
Grease! I cast grease!
You spray the magic out, cover the blind dwarf in grease. His hands no longer are able to get any purchase on the ground. They're slipping. So he's made no progress towards the portal. He's about half a foot away, but is horribly wounded and now frictionless. So, Dagon, you are awake, you're on your side, but you can move. There's grease everywhere, and everyone's whapping the prone body of the dwarf.
Ah, yeah. Hey, it seems to be getting really hot in here, so let me just see if I can cool you down with my fist!
13.
Yeah, totally hits him. He's prone.
All right.
Almost unconscious. I was just realizing that I'd forgotten the wooden spiders, which are all over Runnus and doing damage, but I'd just forgotten to mention them.
Oh, yeah.
Runnus, you're fine.
They're all in the grease now, so.
Yeah.
They ran out of money for the CG on the spider, so they're just hope we forgot about them.
Right. Runnus has been stomping on them, and they've been running up his legs and tearing little holes into him and everything. So it's a whole separate thing. We'll do a podcast on it separately.
All right.
So he's...
Oh, gross, creepy,
wiping at his clothes and hopping from foot to foot.
Spider!
Nice. All right. So he takes 7 points of damage. So that's apparently always what he gets.
Okay. The dwarf goes limp and does his final breath.
Yeah.
I have one more thought.
All right, I grab as much as I can of anything that looks interesting at all, and I jump through the portal, because I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Okay, so since I know you guys, let's roll initiative for the looting.
Yeah. Okay.
Fuck.
18.
6. Dagon is a room full of various items. The blind dwarf is a messy pile of robes and stuff. What are you focusing on? What are you looking for?
I'm gonna focus on the racist dwarf.
Okay.
So you said his legs were crushed.
How about the giant melee weapons?
You said his legs were crushed by the weapon, right?
Yep.
But like, I can grab his body, right?
Yeah.
Presumably his entire body.
Yeah.
All right, I'm just gonna take his entire body and go out the portal.
Okay. Yeah, just roll an athletics, I guess. Add to inventory one corpse.
Yes, one racist dwarf corpse.
One putrid, old, broken corpse.
13?
Yeah. You are able to step through the portal and drag half of him out of the portal. So his upper half is outside. Incredibly bright. The sunlight, something you haven't seen in our time, about a year.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God.
But in your time, weeks. And the birds are singing. The trees are everywhere. Everything's bright and shiny and positive. So, yeah, you're out there with half a dwarf.
Cool. That's so bright, it hurts my eyeballs.
Kaylee grabs a sheaf of paper and a box from a table, seemingly at random, and then pulls Runnus towards the portal. Runnus is slapping at his robes and tearing at these wooden spiders that are leaving bite marks all over his body. So, Skankra, your turn.
All right, so which half of the dwarf went through the portal?
The top half. So his crushed legs are now on your side of the portal.
Okay.
Your side, which is getting hotter by the microsecond.
But he said there were like some bookshelves and shit around?
There are tables that had bookshelves built into them, but they're all scattered, knocked over because there's a huge wind battle. A couple wind battles, actually.
Indeed. All right, so is there anything else, like, sort of obviously around?
There are lots of things in there. Go ahead and roll perception, and then we'll just do essentially a luck thing, because there's a bunch of stuff in there, but what you can find in one round.
Fuck, 11.
It's getting hot!
There's a lot of stuff. You can just grab random shit if you want.
I see you texting, Scott.
What?
Hello, dear friends. Keith was indeed right. Scott was texting me. Unbeknownst to Skankra, Dagon has slipped 3 rings from the fingers of the dead dwarf. If you ask me, a terrible misuse of someone's mortal remains. He has hidden these rings on his person. Don't ask me where, I don't want to know.
All right, I cast Floating Disc, and I put the hammer upon the floating disc and run through the portal.
Dagon, go ahead and roll for whatever it is that you're doing.
So the straight standard roll was 14, but if I was to add...
So are you pulling his body all the way through, or just letting everyone walk over the top of
him? Yeah, no. I'm trying to pull the whole body all the way through.
Okay, with that, you're able to pull him all the way through the portal. Kaylee pulls Runnus through. There are still active wooden spiders chomping away at the back of his neck, but the moment they hit sunlight, they stop functioning and fall to the ground in a pile of wooden dust. Of course, inevitably, the portal to the outside starts losing energy and starts closing.
Hurry up, Thungren!
Thungren steps through the portal. He's not interesting enough to fuck that up too badly. And then, Skankra, your turn. Do you want to leave the portal or... stay behind.
Yeah, what the hell? If possible, I will try to grab some of the papers on my way out.
Yes, you can easily do that as long as you're not trying to pick up anything specific.
Yeah, no, I'm just like, grab any other shit I can come across and toss it onto the disc.
Okay, so you grab a relatively thick sheath of papers. There is a stone figurine. It looks like a Mother Earth goddess type figurine. Right as you leave, you see red rushing into the room and some red hot magma spatters out right before the portal closes.
Ooh!
And now you are standing in a forest. Sunlight is coming in, birds are tweeting, everything's calm and happy.
Should we take a moment and think about Flashy Lady's death and and the child.
She made it. She's fine.
And the child. Don't forget the poor little child that just died.
The two of them made best friends, and they're like gonna start a whole peace. What do you call those things where there's like a meeting?
They're a piece of melted flesh now.
Where the two people get together and the tribes, they meet and have peace, and they're like, hey, let's band together and not let this dwarf shit people do this again. You know?
Yeah, they banded together like the two skeletons from Pompeii.
And then, like, ever after, the flashy dark creatures and the rumbly, vibratey white creatures got along and started a trading industry.
Who died holding each other in their sadness.
Mushrooms for intricate stone masonry.
Yeah, they're definitely flashing as they melt. When you throw meat into fire, it sort of sparks up a little bit.
They're, like, building extra structures for them.
Like, when you put chicken on, it's like little flashes as they melt into...
And they get to have nice mushrooms together and have like a nice peace meal.
Can you hear the screaming?
The dual narrative is really amazing. That's probably like real history actually right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, a little grim.
What do you mean?
But yeah, there you are.
Everybody was happy in the end, you know?
Wait, I'm sorry. Who are you again?
I'm digging. The pinkity monk, pinkity monk, it stops to make you thunk. Stuff about a monk. Fuck, I'm tired, fuck off.
Oh, you know, I'm so sorry. I feel like I have a spell that's preventing me from taking this in. One more time.
I'm a dwarf, that's a monk, and...
I gotta come up with a different... It can't be monk, because like I've thought of all the words that rhyme with monk.
You can see my junk because I wear no clothes. Eat a pile of cocks.
And as you guys walk off into the sunrise in the beautiful forested woods, Kaylee says, you know, guys, this feels like the end of a beautiful friendship.
You stole the diamond from a concubine of a wizard who could read your mind. You got nowhere to hide. Stole the gold from the dwarven graves, then got yourself lost in the caves. You got nowhere to hide, nowhere to run.
Dagon would like you to think he's a happy-go-lucky idiot monk spreading his love to all people, creatures, and inanimate objects. But when you look past the glowing pink exterior, the monster is revealed. He says he loves everyone. But what happens to the objects of his affections? His musky bodybuilder? Abducted, beaten, and jailed. Flashy Lady? Dead in an ocean of lava. His beloved crystal? Once an innocent translator, is now extorting people for gold pieces on the dark web. No one even knows what happened to his therapist. When he discovered a poor, innocent slave child, did he save her? No, he traumatized her with friendship. Where is she now? Lying dead in the lava with Flashy Lady. His solutions to most problems is to fart, seduce, or both. And he doesn't even own pants. When Skankra was saving Underhaven from the terrorist attack on the bridge, Dagon just lied down and watched. He says he's a qualified monk, but what real monastery is in a box? Is the real box the prison he escaped from? And just what's in those mushrooms he's always waving around? Dagon the Dwarf, bad for friends, bad for lovers, bad hygiene, bad for Underhaven. This November, there's only one choice. I'm Skankra Jr. 2, and I approve this message.
Someone told you that you can't get rabies from a cat, but son, you know, Someone said it's right to play with dynamite, but son, you know. Someone said it's fair to wrestle with a bear, but son, you know. Someone said it's safe to travel into space, but son, you know. Nothing rhymes with stupid. Nothing drags like time. Nothing burns like whiskey when you're working in the mine, son. Your papa spread the news. The world is run by Jews, but son, you know. Your brother, he came back, saw an alien in Iraq, but son, you know. You was told by kin, mind controlling medicine, but son, you know. Your sister told you that our world, it ain't flat, but son, no. Nothing rhymes with stupid. Nothing drags like time. Nothing burns like whiskey when you're working in the mine. Nothing rhymes with stupid. Nothing drags like time. Nothing burns like whiskey when you're working in the mine. Nothing rhymes with stupid. Nothing drags like time. Nothing burns like whiskey. Nothing rhymes with stupid. 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 Nothing rhymes.